And then another really stupid instance of the judicial system at work. The Alabama Supreme Court ruled that people could sue if their frozen embryo was destroyed on purpose or on accident, and that it had the same rights as a baby.
Yeah, I mean, they just straight up said that embryos are babies. It's so dumb.
Well, eventually,
of course, we all keep our babies in freezers, don't we? Like, to keep them safe.
There's that aspect of it too, but like, so a lot of this stuff is like a lot of ideological stuff doesn't survive contact with the real world. Like it's just not how things work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it, the classic example, like it's not just a right wing problem. It's also like hardcore price controls often don't work. Right. for a variety of markets. Some they do, some with it, and it's not worth getting too deep into, but like, so like these, like dogs that caught the car got to drive the car, and they're like, who put all these lakes where we were trying to drive to? It's like IVF. My loose understanding of how it works is you shoot a woman full of hormones to make her release a bunch of eggs in a menstrual cycle or whatever, harvest the eggs, and you want to do a bunch at a time because it's a painful procedure. Then you fertilize a bunch, and then you freeze them, and you see which embryo is the strongest, more likely, more viable, and you implant those, and hopefully one of them becomes a kid. And the rest of them either get behind or destroyed, right? So what the judge said, he didn't just ban it. He didn't ban it technically. What he did was say the way this would be legal is to fertilize one at a time. So you're not actually, so every embryo that's fertilized is a chance to be born, right? So what you've done is just make it way more expensive and time intensive to the point where only wealthy people are going to be able to have it.
Yeah.
That, considering that I've seen different numbers, 5, 10, 15% of people need IVF to have kids because either they're having kids later in life or they marry some husband who has weird shaped sperm, right? So like, this is not a policy that's going to make sense for a large number of people across the political spectrum. It's a bad, unworkable idea.
It's also like people are needing medical intervention to have kids more and more because the earth is so polluted that we're all filled with microplastics and men's sperm count is going down. And like, there's all these.
They're putting chemicals in the water to make the frogs gay.
I really do sound like I was about to say
no,
that.
No, he's not totally. Alex Jones is not totally wrong about one thing. It's like, but it's
they
not
are the putting chemicals
trying to
in
turn
the
water.
Gay.
It's like this plastic part.
Yeah.
Like, So yeah, you're right. It's like we're all wearing tight. We're all wearing tight underwear and skinny jeans, and drink soy milk or whatever.
And then like Nikki Haley, I did see the quick kind of hallway interview with Tommy Tuberville, which I can't believe we have somebody in charge of anything literally named Tommy Tuberville. That sounds like a joke name from like a 1950s cartoon or something.
It's like a hee-haw character.
And then he comes out and says, like, when the person interviewing him was like, well, you do realize that a lot of people can't have kids with IVF. Then he was like, oh, well, I didn't actually read it. And
read the bill. And it wasn't a bill. Like,
it wasn't a bill. Exactly. He was like, I didn't read the bill. And it's like, first of all, you don't just say you're not familiar with the thing. You don't have to have an opinion right out of the gate, I guess. I mean, I'm just so tired of the stupidity is like driving me insane. But then he kept saying, like, we need people to have kids. And all these fucking old Republicans that are like, we need people to keep having children for the workforce. You have children then. Your dick still works, I'm sure. Like, you can have kids. Why is this my fucking problem? Why do I need to repopulate the country so that you can send people to war? Fuck you.
Right. It's also like the thing where it's not just, they don't just want more kids. They want more white kids. They just don't say that part.
Bing bong.
It's like, that's not just an American problem. Like a European countries, like, pretty much everybody has a birth rate problem and they're running ads trying to get people. There's a one in like, is it Norway or Sweden? It's a hilarious ad campaign. You should look it up. It's called Do It For Your Mom. And it's like,
this woman
wants grandchildren. She's trying to help her son or daughter have unprotected sex with they're not married, I don't know, but it's like she's helping her son unhook the girl's bra, And it's like,
no, Mark.
Okay. But like, and you know what? To be honest, though, like if you're in a country like that where you actually can have a kid by yourself and sometimes not have a job or whatever, like, and actually get support for your child, wow, hey,
that's a thing.
Would do that.
I know people who want kids. I know people who want kids here, and they're like, I can't afford that. Yeah. It's like 10 grand just to give birth. Like, health. I know people who have kids that their health insurance is like $1,500 a month. It's like that's.
Yeah.
That's a mortgage.
Right. Yeah, if you want more kids, take care of that instead of trying to ban.
Yeah.
But like,
I got
the other thing also. Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I got a buddy who works in like rural left wing organizing, and he's mm-hmm. talking about like the things that could actually help people. And the number one thing that would help everybody across the country is like public childcare centers. Like we think of like an elementary school, except for like you can drop off your kid. But we don't have the infrastructure in place to even figure out how to do that, even if every state mm-hmm. would accept the federal money or whatever. And he's like, that's the dirty little secret that no one can figure out a way around in American politics, is like we're only set up to do trickle-down economics. There's no way else to do anything. Whichever makes fun of Democrats doing everything through tax credits and shit. But the other solution is just mailing a check to people's houses, not knowing what they used it for childcare. You know what I'm saying? Which no one trusts poor people, so that's never happened. It's like this fucking stupid.
That's the thing. Also, it's like the childcare aside, they're squeezing us all so much. Everyone has to work so much more that it's like people are always like, well, it used to be that one man could support his whole family. Well, now you have people that have full-time jobs and also side hustles. And if both parents are working 70 hours a week, like why have a kid? You're not going to see it. What's the fucking point? You can't afford vacations. You're not going to be able to do any of the fun stuff. Like the only people that I know that are having kids are very well off. Anyone that is having kids on purpose, very well off. It's not. Most of my friends are not.
That's pretty true for here, me in California. But then people I know out in the middle of the country can both work for the state and have three kids and also have a boat. So I'm not sure how the math works there. It's just like, I made the mistake of like, I should just stay in my hometown and like work at Home Depot or some shit. I don't know.
You could have been the manager by now. Mm-hmm. You're doing so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so the other thing though, on the Alabama ruling that I think we have to touch on is that the chief justice of it, he wrote a concurring opinion of it. And this dude just is straight up citing the Bible in his court ruling. So he says, the theologically based view of the sanctity of life adopted by the people of Alabama, encompasses the following. God made every person in his image. Each person therefore has a value. Human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God who views the destruction of his image as an affront to himself.
I mean, to this be fair, I have ruling. Long hair and abs, so God did make me in his image, in a way.
Also, read the last part of that quote again about taking life is made in God's image.
Human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God who views the destruction of his image as an affront to himself.
All right, this is the same state, same court that just greenlit the experimental execution of a guy with hydrogen, where they just basically suffocated him to death. It took 22 minutes while he writhed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Very good point. Yeah. God apparently is okay with that.
Yeah. The one expert compared it to just putting a plastic bag over someone's head. That's essentially what happened.
So being a child in the 60s.
Right.
Just playing.
Lawn darts, baby. But also like it was like they just used a mask they got from the store. It wasn't custom fit. So everyone in the room, including his priest, had to sign a release saying they were cool with dying too in case the gas leaked. So like, is that preacher is losing his life not an affront to God? Just if I'm ever given the death penalty, just take me out back. Like, open the door, tell me you're setting me free, and shoot me in the back of the head. That's the only way I want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that does sound preferable. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there somewhere, some state was just trying to bring back firing squads, and I can't remember who it was, but I'm like, well, that at least would be entertaining.
It's a few of them. And there was a guy, the last one, I was reaching this for something different, but yeah, the last guy died by firing squad was in Utah. But yeah, South Carolina has a case where they're...
Well, and according to Charlie Kirk, it needs to be publicly televised for children.
Yeah.
Bring it back, baby. It's like, there's an element, like, because the chemicals they use to kill people are hard to get now because they're not very profitable. They're pretty cheap. They're made in Europe, and Europe won't sell them to us because, like, death penalty is not cool to them. So, like, that's why these states are just experimenting. So, like, South Carolina has a law that says people, you get a choice between the electric chair and a firing squad. So this guy's like, okay, I want a firing squad. But like, okay, we don't have a firing squad. They're like, well, tough shit. I want to be shot. Which I'd prefer to be shot too.
It's also so hilarious. I mean, I would as well. And then if I survive, it's a great story. I'm doing it for the bit.
That just shoot you again.
But it's also so fucking funny to me that we have these people that we put them in prison against their will. For years, decades, decide to kill them. And then we're like, so what do you prefer? And I'm not saying that we shouldn't. I don't care for the death penalty. Isn't it more expensive anyway?
Yeah.
And also I know like a lot of families don't want that, families of victims, because they're like, well, that it feels...
It doesn't like, bring my son or daughter back.
It gives you closure. It actually delays your closure for like decades because it's how long it takes to kill the person. And it's like, I'd rather not have to go see that person again rather than attend their execution. And so my previous job before I got into comedy was I was a reporter for a newspaper and I covered cops and crime stuff. And I attended an execution. And it's a very weird thing. One thing I did not feel morally implicated about was that the guy was definitely guilty, unless they made up all the evidence. But like it would be a fantastical amount of coincidences.
Sure.
if he didn't do it. It was a horrific crime. And my feelings about the death penalty were like, in my heart, I don't have any problem with it. So you kill somebody in a horrible way and you get killed back. But in my brain, I know it's bad. It doesn't work. Right. It's sort of the inverse of how most people feel about it, where like in their heart, they were like, I feel for the person. It's like, and kind of only feel for them only if you're innocent. I just think it's like, it implicates the rest of us all in awful ways, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In olden times, executioners went from town to town to town. It was like a family business because they wear their hoods because everyone hated them. They were not popular people. They were gross scumbags. So you work at a prison because it's the only employer in your town. You make 36 grand a year with shitty health benefits. And they're like, okay, you got to help us kill this guy that you've been hanging out with for 15 years. Walk him to the doctor and stuff. It's like, I don't think we should make that guy do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should make the legislators do it. It's really horrific.
I've watched two people die and it's unpleasant. I mean, it's really unpleasant. I mean, granted, these were not people on death row, but I don't need that image in my head. And I didn't even know them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But by the way, the victims' families were there and they didn't seem like they got any sort of like the Alabama guy. Like, I heard this fascinating story with the guy who was the prisoner's spiritual advisor. He goes to the Waffle House after the execution, because that's what you do in the South. You go to the Waffle House after an execution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He sees the family there. They know he was an advocate for saving the guy's life. The family does, and the family had given quotes where like, we're just glad it's over, and they all hug each other because they watched something traumatic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
Theoretically opposite.
Was anything solved by that? Yeah.
It's also the second time they tried to kill him. They had a botched.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Lethal injection, and in medieval times. If you survived an execution attempt, the king would pardon you because he would take it as a sign from God. So I'm just saying that Supreme Court justice is less believing, no matter what he says, believes less in the wrath of God than like King Edward or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, though? There's so many people out there that they don't fucking pay attention to politics. things. And they don't, they've got this idea that the Republican Party is like Ronald Reagan or George H.W. Bush, or long dead guys who were comparatively normal and pretty articulate and and at least wear a nice suit and are not trying to lock people in prison by the millions. I mean, they have their problems, don't get me wrong, but like that's who they think that are mainly interested in tax cuts and foreign wars. Like, and it's like the Republican Party isn't like that anymore, guys. It is run by people who actually hate this entire country and hate everyone in it who is not a freaky religious fundamentalist. And if you don't understand that, then you don't know your own fucking country. And so like shit like this, when I see it, I feel bad for the people who have to deal with the court ruling like that. But it's like, this is a mask off moment, because the nicely dressed Republican on NPR or ABC this week, they're lying to you. They do want to ban birth control. They do want to ban IVF. They do want to ban, they want to fucking ban casual sex. And now they are openly talking about that now.
This is what drives me crazy when people were like, God bless the left trying to like, gotcha, with the people on the right being hypocrites when they're like, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, and all these justices said that Roe was the law of the land. And now look what they did. It's like, yes, that's what they were always going to do. I don't think pointing it out, it's not going to do anything. Oh, we got them.
Right.
Now they're going to be embarrassed.
It's sort of been a race, like, so if they can take over everything before everyone realizes how deeply weird they are, because it's just weird. Like, you're talking about banning recreational sex. It's Chris Rufo posted that. He's the guy who created the panic around critical race theory. Became one of Ron DeSantis' big advisors, and DeSantis supported him to like the board of New College and shit. So he's very influential. And he was like, yeah, we've got to get rid of recreational sex. And it's like, I know that a lot of you think that recreational sex is bad and you would tell your kids not to have it and all this shit, but to make a law against it or try to like take away the pill so people can't do it or whatever is deeply weird. It's like we're rest of us are past this, and everyone has sex for fun. It's not a partisan issue or a straight versus gay issue, and no matter who, a man, every man everywhere likes getting a blowjob, and no baby can come from that. And so I remember in the 2012 people tried to poll, because Mitt Romney just took Paul Ryan's economic agenda and they were trying to poll it, and they couldn't get responses to the poll because the focus groups would be like, that can't be right. Mitt Romney seems like such a nice guy. You're saying he wants to take away my Social Security to give a tax cut to like some psycho? And they're like, yeah. They're like, no, you're lying. You're lying. Like, so like, these are deeply weird. Like Byron Donaldson went on TV as a Florida Republican, was like, we need more people breeding. It's like, you're calling it fucking breeding? like you guys are so weird. You're so weird.
Yeah. And that's why the media and the news media doesn't actually report on their agenda and the shit that they actually want to do. They're more like, oh, Donald Trump said a thing. And it's like that's fine to talk about it for like 2 minutes or whatever, but then show us what these assholes are actually trying to do to people. Let people know what they're doing. But they don't.
If someone had put in a covert communication they wanted to ban recreational sex, it'd be a huge scandal. But the fact he tweeted it publicly is just not interesting. It's so weird to me, but also just like, it's just boring to say what's happening. It feels partisan. It feels ideological, like you're taking a side. But it's like, if you talk about how IVF polls, that's a horse race story. Now it's interesting. But like, people do good reporting. People are going to be talking to women in Alabama who are I've seen stories already where like they were literally about to have their eggs retrieved the day the decision came down, and now they can't get it done. Right. So like, there is human impact stuff out there. It's just deeply frustrating the way that like that. If you get your news from CNN or whatever, you're just deeply misinformed at this point.
Well, it's also like the couple that it's horrific that their embryos were destroyed. But
due compensation. If you guys like, so a patient from another wing of the facility wandered in to where the eggs were stored, like Mr. Bean all over the place, and destroyed the embryos. Like, they lost a lot of money. They were due compensation, and maybe
and potential children. I mean, it might be a friend of mine went through. it might be that they can't extract any more eggs. Anyway, a friend of mine went through chemo. And so before she went through chemo, they extracted her eggs to make embryos. Yeah. And now she's, her medication puts her in menopause. So she can't have kids now. But now these people are essentially ruling against them, or the judge ruled against them being able to do that again, which is like, what a mind fuck. I'm sure these people are like, what? How the fuck did this go so far off the rails?
They had no, they were just trying to get money. They were, I'm not saying being greedy, they were due money.
Because absolutely.
A lot of pain and suffering and spent a lot of money on these procedures. But like, this could not have been their intent. And that's why that's what's so weird about this is that the Supreme Court's been doing this too, is like, you're not answering a question that was asked in this case. This is not what anybody fucking wanted here.
Yeah.
You're just,
it's like some kind
shit.
Of fucked up monkey's paw version of the judicial system.
But you know what? They're just blogging, man. They're just posting. That's all they're doing.
Yeah. But hey, if that's what it takes to get Republican women to pull their heads out of their asses and understand this party is about enslaving you personally, Republican woman, they are coming for you. And they don't give a shit what you think about it and whether you like it or not. They're doing good. They're going to do it. And so vote accordingly.
Yeah. Like, but like
when
you talk about like economic and social and racist social hierarchies, white women are still higher up on the ladder. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a psychology.
They're just
to this.
Not worried because we're largely untouchable.
Well, it's like the old LBJ quote. Like if you give, I'm gonna butcher it, but it's like if you can point at someone, give him someone to look down on, he won't notice you're reaching into his pocket. Like it's like there's a lot of racism, there's a lot of classism, there's a lot of other stuff factors.
I'm sure, yeah.
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 So
but still, I mean, I don't know. I mean, just from pure selfishness, at least some of them I feel like, because like when you look at these abortion referendums that have come down, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a pretty large percentage of Republicans that are voting to keep abortion legal. So,
It's like liberals, Democrats have a huge brand problem because there'll be like a referendum on a ballot in Florida. It's like, do you want to raise the minimum wage to like $73 an hour? It'll approve by like 65%. Do you want to give felons the right to vote? 70%. Do you want to like do full communism? 85%. Yeah. Trump versus Biden. Trump wins by 14. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's ridiculous. So a federal district judge said that Mike Lindell cannot weasel his way out of his $5 million bet that no one could disprove his original 2020 election conspiracy theory. This man, I'm so grateful to him because he's so fucking funny. What a character. An ex and possibly still meth addict selling pillows, and he is a part of the United States government effectively as much as he's involved with Trump.
He is a major Republican political celebrity now.
Well, I mean, like, in the wing nut, like, he was popular at Trump rallies for a little bit, but now he's like a broke loser. So, like,
he's still there, though. Trump still hasn't met the rallies, actually.
I've heard his pillows were good. I've heard people that had my pillows before it became like a political statement. Really? Like, we're good pillows.
This would be like if the Sham Wow guy was on the left going to
Ronco
campaign rallies.
I'm not going to Google it.
Telling you about election integrity.
I feel like it's 50-50 Drew Shamwell guy with the January 6th. I'm not going to Google it.
He died, though, didn't he? I thought he finally OD'd. Horrendous. But yeah, I think he was also, I believe, a meth addict. Lost his spokesman.
I have it on good authority that the guy wore question marks on his jacket with the book about how to get free money from the government.
Lesko.
He's cute.
Matt Lesko. I still remember his name.
Yeah, I mean, like, but so my point is, like, Mike Lindell had made a nice life for himself to the point where I guess he was private jet rich and $5 million rich just from selling pillows, like mail order pillows. And all he had to do was nothing.
Stay away.
Now he's a broke loser. Like, I didn't know the government, I didn't know you go to court to enforce a handshake bet. I had no idea you could do that.
So fucking funny. Would have thought. It's like the amount of people that are just talking out of their ass at all times, and like for the government to step in and be like, oh no, oh no, no, that was illegally binding.
Imagine like you go to court, like you're and the judge is like, you know what? He who smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's no, and it is so funny just watching all of his little misadventures because they just keep going. Like this guy will not shut the fuck up and just stop. Like nobody at this point, because like you said, like people, it's not like he's making any money off of it. Like he's not. Like he is absolutely driving himself into the gutter again. And he wants everybody to see it, I guess, and to be there.
It's almost like he has a self-destructive, addictive personality.
No way!